ethics of science and teaching and studying within the field of science. Now, let's take a look at postgraduate studies. This is about the phase of studies where the master's level has been accomplished, and one might be looking into a postgraduate degree. Now, the function is at least twofold. The postgraduates would be experts for the science in the future, or on the other hand, the society needs highly trained experts, and one could think about different sorts of issues that are related to the science career or career in society in expert positions. Now, teachers and researchers themselves are in a difficult position many times, because often times researchers have a rather limited amount of studies, considering education to teach. That is, there are a lot of scientists that are not trained to teach, which obviously could present a problem. And the solution is not easy for this problem. One would obviously like to have teachers to have a good education, considering teaching, but if one looks at the available time, it is the case that teachers do not have time to get that education, unless they severely limit their time allocated to doing science. For teachers to have doctoral students, it's a merit, and that is a reason why professors actually spend a lot of time, oftentimes for the postgraduate students, and teaching them. However, the problem is again that many professors are not that trained as teachers, but at the same time they might want to have a lot of students. So that's something that is, from the teacher's point of view, a problem. Now, students get out quite a lot of things from postgraduate studies. They get to maturate from the field of science, and perhaps, depending on the field, they might gain occupational skills that would prepare them for the society and work in the private sector, or work at the government, or what have you. The studies at the postgraduate level can be approached from different perspectives. Now, we could take up the phase where one is elected for postgraduate studies, one applies for postgraduate studies. What are the issues at that phase? Now, some fields are crowded in the sense that there's a much more students wanting to go for postgraduate studies than there are actually room for. So if the election is in a situation where more applicants are available than there are funding and places, then questions arise. What are the criteria of choosing the students? As the professors have a very important position on the election process, one might ask, what are the motivations and reasons that are applied at that stage? If a professor has a favorite subject, then it could be that the professor might actually favor those students that are close to his or her own field, and that might take us to a situation where not so good applicant gets elected because the subject of the postgraduate research is such that it pleases the elector more than some other applicant's subject. Sometimes the situation is such that there is a need to get more postgraduate students that then are actually available, or if there's not enough students to fill all the positions, then it could be the case that professors might encourage students that are not that good or do not have motivation for the postgraduate studies. And that could turn out to be problematic, because if the student isn't motivated, then the degree might not be attained. A research group might need students as a workforce, and if this is a motivation, then it could be the case that a student doesn't get that much guidance, but rather the student is just used to do the job that otherwise would be done by the researchers themselves. And this type of a situation would be rather problematic from the ethical point of view, because the situation is such that the student is a means to an end, and the student is not seen as a person who deserves good guidance first and foremost. Also, a question that might arise is the possibility to choose a subject. So if the student is interested in a certain subject, but the subject is such that it is not quite the alley of a research group or the department, possibility to choose might be limited. The problem with this is that motivation is related to the subject, a student that is forced to take a subject that is not in the center of the interest, then it could be that the results are not that good. And again, gender issues should be also considered. For the time being, there are many fields where gender is an issue, in the sense that there most of the researchers are male or female. Should one consider the gender balance when looking into a field? Somehow it seems rather peculiar that there are fields that are not equally balanced gender-wise, and one might want to think, what is the reason behind that? Okay, from the teacher's point of view, it is the case that teaching is rather time-consuming activity, and be it postgraduate studies or undergraduate studies, the teachers should be asking questions relating to time. Is a student getting enough teacher's time? And it seems to be typo there. That's fixed. One thing is that teachers are not expected to give unlimited amount of time to a student, especially at the later phase of studies. Students are expected to be more autonomous, and in that case, a teacher cannot allocate as much time as some needy student might want to. But as teachers are rather busy in the academic field, the teacher has to balance between giving time to students, doing research, and also fulfilling the needs of administration, getting funding, and all sorts of jobs. One thing is to ask whether to give equal amount of time for each student, regardless of the situation. It could seem that equal amount of time is the way to go, but on the other hand, some students need more guidance than others in order to be able to do well in their studies, and perhaps some students need less than is actually allocated for the student. So should one, instead of using equal amount of time, actually base the allocation on need? Some students might gain more for the same time than others. Perhaps that could be, what is the most impactful use of time? Or perhaps students with the best academic record should be given most time. They are merits that decide. Or perhaps the other way around, those that have not yet gotten the merits in their studies, they should be allocated the most time. Teaching and studying is human activity, and the question of the relation of teacher and student comes to be relevant. One could ask, what are the virtues of a teacher? What are the virtues of a student? I think that this is a good question that every teacher and student should ponder upon. What is it to be a good teacher or a student? What kind of personality traits does one have when one tries to be a good teacher? How could I become a better teacher or how could I become a better student? What sorts of traits should I try to develop? The relation of a teacher and student with regards to equality is problematic in certain senses, because obviously teachers have more experience, they're more knowledgeable by default, and therefore there is some sort of a difference, and one could see that teacher is an author and an authority for a student, and in that sense the relation is not equal. However, the situation changes a bit, or the relation or inequality of the relation narrows down as the student progresses, and at that same point it could be that a former student becomes a colleague or a teacher. Then perhaps some more difficult questions relate to, let's say, to the chemistry between teacher and student. Human beings sometimes find themselves in situations where a chemistry between another person and oneself isn't somehow working. What if a teacher and student just irritate each other for some reason? What should one do in a case where one doesn't get along with another? Should one try to change the situation in that trying to get help from another teacher, or having someone else guide a dissertation or a master's thesis, for example, if that's the case? These might produce problems in organizations, and it's not always possible to get out of the situation, but rather one should try to work out the situation so that the dissertation or thesis can be finalized. Okay, so in this video there's a number of different sorts of issues relating to studying in science, and some of these are issues that one encounters elsewhere, and some of them are peculiar to the situation where there are teachers and students within science.